95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
What's happening, man?
I don't love the voice.
I know. I hate it, too. I don't know what happened. I woke up like,
Yeah, let's stop doing
that. Oh, Rhoda, then.
Let's stop doing that.
No!
Sluggo loves Valentine's Day. That's what I know.
Best day in the world. It's so exciting. There's so much love in the air.
I got, this is a little look into my life. Mm-hmm. I got something for my wife that I forgot that I got for her. Because I got it like 2 weeks ago.
Right, sure.
And it came 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I get it. Where'd you put it? Where'd you hide it?
We just did it
in the underwear drawer.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
And totally forgot about it.
And when did you remember? Are you on the drive-in?
She said, hey, something
so
came
like
for
nothing?
You a couple weeks ago. So, like, nothing?
That's what my wife said to me today. So, like, nothing? That's not a joke.
Oh, no. Really?
Let's not talk about it.
I'm sure you said. What are you talking about?
No,
that's
no,
the best
no.
thing we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Woo! We're doing a little something tonight. Not much. We're going to do it on the weekend. And then we're also going to celebrate Valentine's Day. Come on!
All right, let's talk about today's show.
All righty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it is going to be neat. I don't know what it is. There's something coming our way that's just gotten everybody's whatever in a bundle, in a bunch. Blood. Songs about blood.
Blood.
There's going to be blood. And that'll be between 5 and 5:30.
First thing that comes to my mind is it's raining blood. That's the first thing that pops into my head.
It'll be the first and second and third song.
Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
Unfortunately, there's another answer.
There always is another
one. American
answer.
Dollar?
Yes.
Your worst Valentine's Day?
Oh, that's today.
We need to talk to...
The little woman at home?
Yeah, the little woman at home.
Well, yeah.
An unbelievable story that happened out of Taylor Williamson yesterday.
Okay. Oh, I know. This is stunning. Our unbelievably amusing guest stopped by yesterday with his little dog that we love, and something crazy went on after that. Something good. But crazy. I can't even believe it. He actually put it as, Kevin, you wrote a Disney movie.
Yes.
And I agree. It's like this could be a Disney movie.
It's one of the weirdest things that's ever happened.
It's so bizarre.
And our new feature, Animal Stories.
Ah, there you go.
Is coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. One of the strangest things happened yesterday. We had comedian Taylor Williamson on the air.
We love having him in the studio. Always a fun time.
And he's joining us now on the phone. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys, I'm calling because can I get those free tickets?
You cannot. I'm sorry. One of the weirdest stories that I've ever seen happened yesterday because of Taylor's appearance on this show.
With his unbelievably cute dog, Betty.
With his ugly, okay. cute dog.
Hey, hey, hey. Now, he said ugly. I said unbelievably cute.
So I put up a post, a poll saying, is the dog cute, cute, or ugly cute? And it was overwhelmingly ugly cute, by the way.
I hope Betty's not listening. Poor puppy. Poor baby.
All right, Taylor, now pick it up from there.
Yeah.
What happened?
Because this is so weird.
Here's the real story. Is I was talking to Kevin and Sluggo about how all the people I know who got canceled, their careers skyrocketed.
That's true.
And so Kevin was trying to pretend he's not a good person. He's trying to pretend he's a monster since he's canceled. And then he tweets out, hey, everyone, do you think Taylor's dog is ugly? Do you think the love of his life is ugly? Gross? Let me know what you think. And then everyone's like, oh, your dog is beautiful. Don't check. Just trust me. But then I got a DM from this nice person. He goes, hey, did you get your dog from the Wagmore shelter? Because it looks like my dog.
So another dog that looks just like Betty.
Yeah, and it had the nipples, respectfully, were like longer, respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And that's from my limited knowledge of life. That means it's a mother.
Sure, okay.
Wait, sorry. I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing for now. Okay.
This hot bitch.
She was with her mom in the shelter, and I tore her away from her mother.
So this random guy actually sent you a picture of Betty's mom.
Yeah, so the end of the story is, we got Betty's, her mom for some, the guy who owns Betty's mom's dad is for some reason a fan of Kevin and Sluggo.
What's he thinking?
And not mine, fan. And then anyway, it's a beautiful thing. It's a really special thing. So Kevin tried to be a jerk, and it backfired because he's a nice person. And he makes the world a better place. And here's an example. If a court ever needs a character witness for you, buddy, I got you.
Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate it. That is bizarre.
Yeah, this guy happened
to... got in touch with you after seeing the picture online and sent you a picture of his dog.
Because he got him from the same shelter, Wagmore.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy. Are you going to get the two of them together, mom and baby reunion?
Well, he says, you want to come over for brunch? And I'm like, okay, buddy, I don't know. So he's, I don't know if he might be a murderer.
That's what I was going to say, but Kevin's taking it in another direction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's where we were going with that.
Listen, these tiny dog dads, they're odd people, you know?
Sure.
Taylor, I don't know if you've heard of this thing called Photoshop, but he just took, Betty and made a different version of her with bigger nipples. He's just trying to get you to come on over.
He went on her Instagram and just took a picture of her lying down.
No, I don't follow any pets. Does that make me a bad person?
I don't follow any pets. No, you don't follow any animals online?
No, oh, I don't.
Come on.
Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah.
Taylor, if you ever wanted to do an afternoon show, maybe you should come down. We'll get rid of this Kevin guy, and you can bring Betty in every day. And
Betty, you know what? You Taylor and Betty and Sluggo.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you, man. We appreciate the update. That was bizarre.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, where can everybody see you again? Plug it quick.
Oh, check out my comedy special live at the Taylor Williamson live at the Comedy Store. I'm at the Netflix Festival May 12th, taylorwilliamson.com. At Taylor Comedy. And really, this is so special. It's all, honestly, thanks to you. And this is really cool. And I can't wait to meet this dog and this person. And thank you for making it happen.
And we hope you survive the event.
I do too. Thank you.
Thanks, Taylor.
Mutual of Oh My God's Animal Stories. Sponsored by Kevin and Sluggo.
There's a huge swarm of mosquitoes rising above a city that has people confined to their homes.
Whoa, that's horrendous.
They're beautiful shapes in the sky. People are...
Really?
That's how they describe them.
Like on Valentine's Day, they turn into hearts?
They're like swirling clouds.
Okay.
And they're mosquitoes.
They will suck you dry. They'll kill you to... Well, that actually sounded kind of... But never mind.
They have formed vast swarms over the West Indian city of Pune.
I'm sorry, which city again?
Pune.
Ha! I'll be darned.
Some residents say the swirls of mosquitoes look like a tornado.
Oh, man. That's insane. That's so the end of the world.
It's a mosquito tornado. I don't think that works yet.
No, that's perfect.
I'm workshopping that. Many people have been unable to leave their homes in the area.
I mean, yeah.
While children are not permitted to spend time in gardens or parks... The increase in mosquito numbers around Pune is due to the rise in water levels at the Mulla Mother River.
The what Mother River?
Mulla Mother.
Mulla Mother. Woo! In Pune.
For 3 or 4 days, there's been a tornado of mosquitoes in Pune.
They need to make a horror movie out of this. No one's done a mosquitoes killing everybody horror film yet. They could actually go there and film it right now, and few people would die eaten alive. You know, the mosquitoes carry all sorts of horrible diseases.
Yeah, I didn't know this, yeah. But they are saying that they carry malaria and dengue and yellow fever. And they're estimating that mosquitoes have killed half of the people that have ever been born on Earth.
Really?
That's what the diseases that they carry.
Tom Likas and I are floored by that.
Half of the people who've been alive off for ever.
And 3/4 of the people in Pune.
It's not how you want to go. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
So this morning, your significant other said what?
Oh, she said, nothing?
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. So
no, really, she didn't, because we know we don't do anything. Let's say that.
Sure, of course, it was an understanding. Yeah. I'm putting in air quotes.
Yeah, right.
We're going to take calls about your worst Valentine's Day. 818-955-KLOS.
And you? Did you make her day this morning?
I did, I believe.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do? What'd you have planned?
I did flowers.
Flowers?
Yes.
I see.
And
she said, that's it, huh?
There's also something that hasn't come yet.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
So on the off chance she's listening right now. She's right. Not listening. Who would listen to this?
If she's listening, it's a car.
It's a new car. Ta-da-da. Ta-da-da. But if you had bad Valentine's Day, That's what we're looking for.
Here are some from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
So my ex-boyfriend, we dated for 8 months, pulled my grandma's in the hospital card to dodge our Valentine's Day plans.
Dude.
He didn't have a grandma. I caught my boyfriend cheating on me. On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
Which is also my birthday.
Oh, man.
So that's a rare twofer.
Yeah.
I asked my then boyfriend to hang out on Valentine's Day after I got off of work. He agreed. So I got a ride into the office because he'd be picking me up.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't his favorite holiday, but I appreciated he was willing to spend time with me.
Sure.
I waited after my store closed for over an hour with no word from him, just sitting by myself in the dark. When he finally showed up, it was with his friend who was driving.
What?
His friend then wanted to go to Walmart, so they went into shop while I just sat in the car.
What? What?
She just sat in the car.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm sorry I'm an hour late. Hey, you know Joe, right? Let's go to Walmart.
He has some stuff he wants. So we're going to take your calls. Worst Valentine's Days. 818-955-KLOS. One Valentine's Day, instead of going out, we went to his neighbor's funeral because he claimed he was very close with him. That was weird because at this point we'd been dating for a year and a half and I'd never heard of this guy who was 40 plus years older than him. Anyway, we went back to his place afterward and he tries to guilt me into hooking up with him because he's, quote, so upset.
Grieving.
Look how sad I am. Don't you want to do it?
I can't believe it. What's that dude's name? Died. I'm so upset.
I'm so angry. 818-955-KLOS, the worst Valentine's Day.
Kevin, you'd say my hair is not really like as long as it used to be, right?
Right.
That's just my theme song there. People used to mistake me for female.
That's hilarious
when
because
I was
your hair
teen.
Was down your
yeah,
ass?
All the time.
That
but
is
now,
hilarious.
It's not even long, right?
No, it doesn't even reach your shirt.
Collar, yeah. And to me, it's unbelievably long.
Yeah, same.
I need to have it, like, shaved all the time. What happened?
Shame.
So boring. Boo!
We are talking about the worst Valentine's Day. KLOS, hello.
Hi, 818-955-KLOS.
Very well said.
Well done.
Very well done. Now, is that all you're doing for Valentine's Day, reciting our number?
No, that's not what I was doing. Well, I got the saddest Valentine's Day. My mom passed away this morning.
Okay,
Come on. Stop lying. Why would you do these things?
Right, but don't.
You didn't call a radio station on this morning after that happened?
Yes, I did.
I don't believe you at all. Nope.
Listen.
Liar.
Never.
You're trying to win tickets or something. You want to win tickets or give us cat?
Why would I lie about something like that?
Because it's so weird. Why would you call a radio station that day?
What do you mean that day? I'm in my car, and you guys said who had the worst Valentine's Day? I did.
I mean, technically, you did.
I mean, if that's true, yes.
Technically, you did.
I don't believe it, though.
True.
Okay.
Well,
we feel bad if it's true.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Come on, people.
I don't believe it at all.
Come on. If someone died today, don't call us.
She didn't.
Do not call us.
Died like 6 years ago.
If someone died today, though, I'm saying.
Oh, of course.
We're not emotionally equipped to handle
that. No.
So do not call us. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Christy from Hollywood.
Who died today?
I don't know. Not anyone from my family.
Excellent. All right, your worst Valentine's Day.
So my boyfriend at the time had stolen some brownies that his brother had, kind of random. So when I got home, he's sitting there eating brownies, and I was like, oh, are these for me? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, can I have one? This is Valentine's Day. He's like, no. And I was like, isn't it Valentine's Day? Is this not for me? And I was like, being all sweet and cute and everything.
Sure.
And he's like, no, I don't want you to contribute to what I just stole. I was like, excuse me? I thought he was joking with me, and he would not. He ate the entire thing of brownies with me sitting there going, are you serious?
What the?
Wow. So you walked out on him on the 15th, right?
Yeah, well, I actually just walked out of him that night. He didn't get anything that night.
Yeah. Excellent. Yay. There you go. Well done.
Wow.
But he didn't die, right? Just checking. Gotta make sure.
Haven't seen him since, huh?
Right. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, you know, I used to be a promoter, a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to get to go, you know, all access, you know, all stage. And I was a writer for Thrash Metal magazine.
Right.
So actually, it was a fantastic Valentine's Day. The only problem is that my ex-husband, he manages to squirrel in to backstage all access, you know, on my coattails, and his girlfriend calling him, I'm going to take back your Valentine's gift if you don't answer. And it was just, and so I'm standing there talking to Klaus Main, and he walks up behind me and says, this is my ex-wife. And he proceeded to hold his hair back to show his hairline that I look like you. I couldn't have been more embarrassed if I tried.
Sounds like you need a restraining order for that.
Yeah,
dude.
There you go.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your worst Valentine's Day.
Y'all have had some pretty funky Valentine's Day. There was a very, very graphic oral sex call just a moment ago.
Yep, we're not going to air that.
I don't think that's any way of getting that on, but that was a great story. Thank you for that.
As we can't.
There was someone who said that their Valentine's Day is also their anniversary, and he forgot both.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
We went running off and met somebody.
We do have a few worst Valentine's Day calls. Hello.
You know how when you get a divorce and then you have this certain time period before it's totally final?
Right.
My final day was Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yay, congratulations.
So I celebrate my divorce.
That's great.
Every day on Valentine's Day now you celebrate your divorce.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, we're glad that dickweed is gone. Who needed him? Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
This is Valentine's. I plan on putting my balls in your mouth.
Where you been? We've been missing you and your balls.
This is such an important day for us. Give it five. You got two things going.
I do.
Yeah.
Which one do you like the best? 5 songs in a row with Kevin and Slogo. So
also it's KLOS and KLOS HD2 Los Angeles. Yes, because we skipped that.
Yeah, who cares?
Give me five.
Mike Dolan is in first. It's songs with blood, songs about blood, songs of blood in the title or in the lyrics. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. I think you can hit us up online as well.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Like Mike Nolan did. Thank you, Mike Nolan.
Hello, KLOS.
What's going on? How about Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath?
Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. I'm in. Are you in?
I'm in.
Very good suggestion. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Got a great request here for Blood and Roses.
Perfect.
That is the Smithereens on KLOS.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're doing Give Me 5 songs about blood.
How about Hot-Blooded?
Cool, perfect. Who's this?
Foreigner, good.
This is Mike.
Mike, are you rooting and terribly excited that they might show up finally in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio?
I am excited. That should be great. Who's
naked now? A truly frightening question.
Who's naked now? One that always has an answer.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, usually someone in Florida.
Man who fled Terre Haute crash, this is in Indiana, caught naked on stolen bike.
Okay, let's hear the story.
An Arizona man who had just been released from prison.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he didn't have any clothes. You know, you go in, they give you the clothes, and then you're out of luck.
Oh, no, he had clothes.
Oh.
He's 44-year-old James T. Holland, mm-hmm. who originally is from Phoenix. Is accused of stealing a box truck from near the Indiana State University campus.
Sure.
And crashing it, and then fleeing the scene.
Okay, so far,
so
makes
what
sense.
Happened. Yeah. When police arrived on the scene, they found the truck lying on the passenger side,
okay.
unoccupied,
right.
with a pair of jeans and boxers hanging from the mirror.
From the mirror?
Yes.
Okay,
so
all right.
So he had to get rid of those two items.
Right, so he rolled the car a bit and then got out and decided to strip naked.
Yes.
I'll leave these here.
Also left a pair of shoes sitting by.
Oh, doesn't need shoes while running from the accident.
A witness nearby reportedly told officers that they saw the driver running from the scene wearing a shirt but nude from the waist down.
Wrong side, dude.
Exactly.
Lower is needs to stay clothed, please.
Police found a Department of Corrections ID card in the pants that were hanging from the mirror with the release date.
Here's who I am.
Yes.
Here's when I got out.
With the release date indicating the man had gotten out of prison one day before.
I want to go back.
He really wanted to go back.
You know, that's a very common thing, man. It's a very common thing.
Police used a canine to track the man after sniffing the clothes left at the crash. After 5 minutes, they found the man with no pants or underwear, riding the bicycle in town.
Where'd he get the bike?
He stole it. My question is, don't you want the underwear and the pants, the boxers and the pants for the seat of a bicycle?
I am never riding that bicycle. That one is burn it.
That one, you do need to just melt. That's true. I hate to bring you bad news, but William Bill Post, the man credited with inventing the Pop-Tart, has died.
Oh.
At 96 years old.
No. I love Pop-Tarts. Dude, I almost lived on them when I was a kid, right?
A kid? College.
I couldn't afford them by the time I was at that age. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have breakfast, but I would have a Pop-Tart.
Right?
Or six.
This dude was born in 1927 and just passed away.
He's one of the world's most wonderful people.
Yes, he
is. I love that guy.
And so we're going to do...
Yeah. Oh! I know where this is going.
Top 10 Pop-Tart flavors.
Okay.
According to Delish.com, which I have to admit I don't spend much time on. Delish.com. Top 10 Pop-Tart flavors.
While I kick it around a little, the question about Pop-Tarts, and it's quite a debate. I've seen people throw down because of it.
Are we going to fight?
Yeah, fight!
All right.
I hope so. Do you have to toast them before you eat them? Do you eat them out of the box?
Either way.
Really?
Either way is good with me. Mm. I like them toasted
you
better.
Go both ways, yeah.
But either way.
I can't eat them out of the box. They're too dry for me.
Really?
They have to be toasted.
All right. I'm fine with that, too.
Well, I'll start with my absolute favorite, cherry. That is my favorite flavor.
Cherry is number 7.
Yes.
That is very great.
And that's kind of frightening because usually what I like, no one else likes it. I love cherry. I also love strawberry. Strawberry is a good flavor of Pop-Tarts.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Well, there's two of them.
Oh, two kinds of strawberries.
Unfrosted.
Oh, yes. And frosted. I always have frosted.
So
I always forget that frosted even exists.
I think you sort of get both.
Woo-hoo!
Two for that
Woo-hoo!
One. Two for the price
a
of one.
Twofer. Chocolate is a damn good kind of Pop-Tart.
Chocolate,
I love me some
saying.
Chocolate Pop-Tart.
I'm going to say...
Wow, what?
No.
What's this? But I've got two, so I've got three.
Yeah, so you just need one more.
Apple cinnamon is one I always sort of liked.
Apple cinnamon. Wow, yeah. You are really going hard at not winning this dollar. You really don't want it.
Damn it.
You only need one more.
No, I can't even think of any other ones. Is there a vanilla flavor?
No! What's wrong with you? So.
What are they?
You giving
up? The top 10, yes.
Number 10, pumpkin pie. Don't buy it.
Blah!
Don't buy it. Number 9, unfrosted strawberry.
No, always have frosting.
Number 8, cookies and cream.
Oh, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that sounds good.
Number 7, cherry.
Cherry!
Number 6, I almost gave you for chocolate because it's s'mores. And
yeah,
there's a lot of chocolate
right.
in
so
it.
I can see saying no to that.
Number 5, raspberry.
Oh, raspberry.
Number 4, wild berry.
I don't know what that. I've never had
wild,
that
exclamation mark, berry. Number 3, brown sugar cinnamon.
Brown sugar?
Those are
yeah,
good.
Those are really good.
Number 2, blueberry.
Oh, blueberry.
And number 1 is frosted strawberry.
Frosted strawberry.
So you lose,
damn it,
sir.
Give me my no!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for what we learned. In animal stories, there are tornadoes of mosquitoes.
I mean, that's all you can see in the sky are mosquitoes.
Crazy in India. They're forcing everyone to stay inside.
And tell them specifically where in India.
In a city called Pune.
Excuse me?
City called Pune.
Oh, okay.
In India.
I see.
Who's Naked Now? An inmate that was just released yesterday was caught after stealing and wrecking a box truck. He was caught riding a stolen bike with only a t-shirt on.
And we've decided that when that bike is finally found, it needs to be melted down and
correct.
Thrown away.
That is correct. And just
useless.
In case you forgot, it is Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're probably thinking about wandering it off, but you shouldn't because we got a bunch of tickets to give you today between now and 7. We've got tickets to Def Leppard and tickets to Tool as well. We'll tell you how you can win those in just a little while on KLOS. That's so damn funny. You betcha.
You betcha. That's my favorite line.
I know, right?
Def Leppard and Journey and Steve Miller Band are all going to be touring next summer.
That's going to be insane.
I'm sorry, did I say next summer? It's this summer.
It's so far away, it seems like. Whatever, man.
August 25th at SoFi Stadium, and we have two tickets for you right now. 818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25. Everybody else can go to Ticketmaster.com.
I thought you were going to say go to hell.
But good luck to you.
Tim was telephoning from Playa del Rey, made himself caller number 25, so tell him what he won, Kevin.
He got two tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Everybody else can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We have tickets for you to see Tool very soon. Keep listening.
Yeah, sometime between now and 6, and I think even sooner than that. Very, very soon we'll give you a chance to win. Don't wander off.
For you last-minute people, we have two tickets to see Tool. With special guest Elder. This is tomorrow.
Yeah,
so Crypto.com Arena.
You got to be ready to go.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, or you can call right now. Be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chet. Did I get the tickets for Tool?
You did.
Oh, yes. I mean, yes. Thank you.
No, I like your first answer better.
Oh, my God. My girlfriend's going to love this, man. She's been wanting to go see Tool. It's wonderful.
You got it. You got two tickets for them tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena.
All right, man. Thank you.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is Suki.
Suki, you win! Woo!
Yeah. Awesome, man. Thank you so much, guys.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1987. Ended up staying there for 4 weeks. Motley Crue's Vince Neil was shown the door because he loved to race cars more than sing on this day in rock in 1992.